You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, Siegel Home and Finance Radio. This is the show with open boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, and even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the most important show on radio because I am looking out for you and thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get to that, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Sherry Detman, Resort Lifestyle Realtor. Welcome, Sherry.
Thanks.
Robert Mott, the wine bar at Old Town.
Good morning, Ron. Good to be here again.
Glad to have you in studio with us today. A real quick reminder of the goals of the show: to build a housing market by teaching you the opportunities of this marketplace.
More money.
To protect you, the big banks, the media, the salesmen. This is a place where you can get the information you need to make educated decisions.
I got a bad feeling about this.
To enhance your lifestyle, we'll let the rest of the media sell negativity. We're in here to have fun and celebrate life.
Nothing like a little air of superiority.
Again, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. And boy, in Ron's rant this morning, do we have a ton of stuff that we can chat about with you. You ready for this one? How about Lois Lerner on the stand in front of Congress discussing, maybe not discussing, her role in the IRS scandals? She administers the tax-exempt unit of the IRS. Wonder why they finally found a way that the IRS, that they don't do anything. They put off a lot of these approvals, 27 months for some of the Tea Party members. Supposedly, Ms. Lerner was told to continue the program into 2012 after she wanted to conclude it in 2011. And supposedly, the president's office or the president's administration knew about this in May of 2012. And what did they do about it? They held workshops. Isn't that special how they held workshops to deal with scandals, violations of the law? Why do I bring this up? I have a simple question that I'd like to ask you. I understand that Ms. Lerner has the right to exert her Fifth Amendment rights. Do we have the right to fire her from the IRS, being that she's not following the law or supposedly not following the law? Why should she be able to keep her job, keep her pension, let us keep paying her when she doesn't want to answer to what her job responsibilities are? Can you walk into your boss and say, you know something, maybe I'll ask this one to Robert. What happens, Robert, if somebody comes into the wine bar, they don't check somebody's identification, and they say to you, Robert, I'm not going to answer your question. I want to exert my Fifth Amendment rights.
Well, I'll exert my right not to serve them at that point.
Right. And you probably might, if an employee did that, you might exert your right not to employ them, right?
It's highly likely, I would say.
Obviously. I mean, I think we all have that right. Why shouldn't our government? Oh. But I guess that just goes to the new name that, you know, I have cloned this term, Chicago, D.C. I should trademark the term Chicago, D.C. We're bringing Chicago politics into Washington, D.C. And the president got a new name for the administration. Instead of calling this the Obama administration, maybe we should refer to this as the bystander administration. President seems that he gets his information from the media instead of his intelligence briefings every day. Maybe if we could have those intelligent briefings on the 19th hole at his favorite golf course, we might find him more engaged. Just saying. The Debt Relief Act, moving into our topics at hand. How about that Mortgage or Debt Relief Act? $50.6 billion in relief. The settlements from the major banks, Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Ally, just about done with that. $50.6 billion, almost all those obligations have been met. Good to see that's happening. I hope it's helped you. I know that you've been seeing the checks coming from Rust Consulting, and you haven't thrown those away if you've been listening to us. We've told you on a regular basis that you need to be watching out for that. Fannie Mae is telling us that the economy will reaccelerate in the second half of 2013. Easy for me to say that. Where is that being led by? It's being led by housing. We know that that comes from housing. You know that 70% of the economy is driven by housing. And home prices, we're going to talk with Sherry Detman about this. Home prices climbing by at least 5% for the sixth straight month, according to Zillow. We're going to find out if that's happening here in the Coachella Valley where we're broadcasting today. I know it's happening in Orange County where you're listening to us. We'll see about San Diego and the Inland Empire as well. A lot more information coming out about that. And here's another one that gives us a good indication that prices are continuing to accelerate. The sold-to-list price ratio. What does that tell you? When you look at the price that a house sells for as a, compared to the price the house is listed for, you can create a ratio out of that. If that's a high enough ratio, might be telling us that we're getting some bidding wars. Bidding wars can be good for you when it comes to your investments in real estate. If you're on the selling side, if you're on the buying side, it's good for you if you're knowledgeable, if you've got a great real estate agent that you're listening to, not just hiring them because you found an easy place to find it. The idea being they're going to give you the information of what's happening in the marketplace. You need to follow that guidance when you're making your offer, if you're really in it to get your offer accepted as opposed to doing an exercise in contract writing. Most great agents really are not interested in those exercises, and neither should you be. So that's some more information that we're seeing, just underlining the point. Delinquency rates are slipping to the lowest level since 2008. More information, that's coming from LPS. That's great information for you to know as well. As we head into the Memorial Day weekend, what you really need to know is think about those great, brave Americans that have given their lives in service so that we can broadcast to you every morning and so that you can have the right to listen to us instead of some state-sponsored radio station. We are thankful. We need to remember that as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. Take a little time. Support those servicemen and women. I'm going to share with you my ideas for that, a couple of things that you might want to consider. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, wine time and real estate. Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
Mark Renaro, General Manager, Connell Nissan Costa Mesa, with an important offer. We have just received our first 2014 GTR. We have one of the largest allocations in the United States for GTR and will offer you the absolute best price and best selection. Please go to ConnellNissan.com today. Connell Nissan has been the number one GTR dealer in the USA for over 3 years. Connell Nissan is conveniently located 1 mile south of the 405 on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa.
This is Leland Smith, owner of Service Champions Heating and Air Conditioning, with a story about a man and a hyperactive dog. Our tech Luke was training a new Service Champions employee one day. When they enter the customer's home, they discover two rather unusual things. First, a living room carpet with a groove worn in it like a racetrack. And second, a Jack Russell Terrier that was running around the track like a maniac. The customer was quick to explain she had been laid up in a cast and that poor dog hadn't got a proper walk for over 2 months. Well, Luke knew exactly what he needed to do. He took that Jack Russell out for a nice long walk. About 45 minutes later, they returned, and let me tell you, that was one happy puppy. So if you want a company that goes the extra mile, or even two, call Service Champions for our $77 AC service. Just dial all sevens in either the 714-949 or 562 area code. Service Champions, heating, AC, and good deeds for free.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Southern California has so many things to see and do. The only problem can be the traffic. Hi, Jeff Matthews with Connell Chevrolet. We have an outstanding selection of Chevrolet Volts that are eligible for the HOV carpool lane sticker. We are offering a lease payment of only $279 per month plus tax for 36 months on all 2003 Volt in stock with an MSRP of $40,055. Remember, that's ConnellChevy.com. Find new roads.
Are you over 62 years old and tired of making mortgage payments? The government has set up special programs for our seniors to be able to purchase or refinancing a home and make no payments. Yes, there are specific requirements. But that's what Ron Siegel, your consumer advocate, will share with you on an individual basis. This is not the same program that years ago took your property away from you. You retain the title just like in any other home financing product, and when the time comes, this will be part of your estate, just like all your other assets. To learn more about this and other exciting products, contact the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit RonSiegelRadio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037 and 6606.
And died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
That's welcome back to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. 1990. As we're joining back this morning, I hope that you are contemplating what Memorial Day really means to you. It's not meant to be a vacation, exclusively a vacation day for you. We need to spend a little time. And you know something, as a parent, I know that, you know, we've talked about this many times. You and I are the exact same demographic. You know, most people who are in the financial news and talk stations, you're going to be in that 40 to 60 age group. Many of us are what we call the sandwich generation. We're looking after our parents. We're looking after our kids. I am a big believer in responsibility. Responsibility means that I need to share with my kids, what is Memorial Day? Is it a day at the beach? Is it a vacation time? Is it a day off school? Playtime, time to go to Disneyland. I did see actually Disneyland is open 24 hours during the Memorial Day weekend. Is that what Memorial Day really is? I suggest Memorial Day is much more than that, and we need to take the time to share with our kids what Memorial Day is and more. We need to take the time to demonstrate because our kids are always watching us. Whether you know it or not, they're watching. And show the appreciation for the military men and women. Show what's going on. I was at an event a couple weeks ago out in Yorba Linda, California, and there was 30-some military men and women at what they call their Lobster Fest. And it was about $100 a person to get in, and the organization paid for all of the military men and women to come to the event. And when they announced them, that was the biggest applause of the entire event and more. They suggested that the military men and women probably would not have a problem if we offered to buy them a beverage of their choice at the event. Speaking of a beverage of their choice, Robert, would you have a problem if somebody walked into the wine bar this weekend and wanted to buy a beverage of choice to one of the military men and women that might be visiting the wine bar?
Not at all, Ron.
I think that would be a great thing. So if you're at the wine bar this weekend and you see a military, you know, it's not that difficult to spot some of the military men. The women are not quite as easy. They don't have the same hairdo as the gentlemen. Buy a glass of wine for them at the wine bar. Buy it, you know, say, and more importantly, say thank you, right? The big key to saying thank you. But let's chat a little bit about wine today. I am learning a lot about wine from Robert, our studio expert. Let's talk about these folks that have to have a specific wine to go with a specific food. And I know you could probably chat with me about that for forever because your student is not the greatest in the world.
Well, and there's just so many variables on that, too. We could go on for literally for hours talking about the nuance of this, and we did not get any of it right either, so it's all a matter of perception anyway. So
okay, so tell me what do I need to know so I don't look foolish at least.
Well, I think the main things that you have to keep in mind when you're pairing wine and food is that you want to complement your food with your wine, or do you want to contrast your food and wine? Being complementary is generally what most people default to, because it's a little easier to be complementary than contrast, because some contrasting is really. Sometimes contrast can be pretty abrupt and pretty bad. But,
right.
While you complement, obviously, it's a little easier to put two positives together and make it work.
But, so where do I go with that? I mean, because, you know, I like to buy or bring a nice bottle of wine to dinner. And, you know, I should say that for most of the time I have an idea of what I'm going to eat when I make the reservation.
Right.
But my wife always wants to look at the menu, and I have no clue what she's going to ever want to eat. So how do I bring the right bottle if we're both going together?
Well, of course, rule number one is bring a bottle that you like. You know, so if you
okay,
don't like,
Robert, I gotta correct you there. I gotta bring a bottle that my wife likes.
Oh well, that's okay.
That's
I understand. I understand. Okay, rule number one: bring a bottle that your wife likes. But kind of ignore the usual premise that red with red, white with fish, because really, it's a little more. You need to really pay attention to more of the subtleties of that than that. But you know, first of all, start out with the wine that you enjoy, regardless.
Okay.
But then evaluate what the main flavor components of the meal that you're likely to have. So, and you want to kind of match those intensities of flavors.
Now, you know something, Robert? I can share with you this, and I'm going to share with everybody listening. We can tell that Robert is an educator more than a salesman here. Because, the salesman in me, Robert, which I used to be in sales, would have said, you know, bring a bottle of red and a bottle of white. Right, but you're educating us here on the right.
That's being safe as well. You know, generally when I go to dinner, I usually bring three or four bottles with me just to make sure I have the right one. You know, I hedge my bets.
I hope you're also bringing a driver with you.
Well, I don't always open every bottle. But, you know.
Oh, okay, so now you're being the Boy Scout in here.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly. Be prepared.
Okay, now I'm ready.
But watch the general characteristics of the food that you're going to be pairing with. I mean, some easy categories that I think are pretty easy for most people to understand. Sweet, for instance, if predominantly the meal is going to have a lot of sweet components with it, you need to match sweet with sweet, because it's just one of those things that, like, if you happen to put a tannic wine or a bitter wine with sweet, it makes it taste even more tannic and more bitter.
So I need a salty wine to go with the sweet food.
It's funny you mention that, because saltiness as well is actually a good match to most wines. It's amazing. Its saltiness actually tends to kind of mitigate some of the sharper edges on the wines that you may be trying. So salty components actually make the wine pairing much easier. Acidity is one that's hard, though. Food that has a lot of vinegar or citric acid or those kinds of components in the flavors, then it becomes very difficult to match the right wine with it. But generally what you want to do is you want to match acid to acid. You know, so it's one of those things. So you want a higher acid wines, like maybe a Champagne or a Sauvignon Blanc, or maybe a high acid Pinot Noir or something like that to match with those foods. Bitterness is one of those hard ones. If you have a meal that has a lot of bitter components in it, that one's really difficult. Don't ever match bitter with bitter because it makes bitter even more bitter. So
holy cow. Okay.
So. Yeah. So there are a lot of little rules of thumb here. Hot and spicy is one that category that we get a lot of as well, that people say, well, what goes well with Mexican food? What goes well with Thai food? And generally, like you've probably heard before, is when you have a lot of heat on the food, meaning spice heat, what you want to do is you want to have sweeter wine, something with a sweet component that cuts that heat down. So a nice Riesling or a Gewürztraminer or something that has that kind of underlying sugar content and sweetness that will kind of mitigate some of the heat that's occurring in the food.
So now we can chat about a good way of knowing the solutions to these. Kind of brings us to the concept that how do you know which of these wines have which of these characteristics? And we've got a simple solution to that because you taste like 250 wines a month just for our wine club.
Exactly. I tasted about 60 yesterday as an industry tasting in Los Angeles. So, and needless to say, I was spitting most of the day or else I probably wouldn't be here today. So.
60 wines yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
And your notebook must have been quite full at the end of the day.
It is very full at this point. So.
So when we taste all of those different wines, you're finding out what are the great ones for us. And then when we add those, you figure out the best of the best, put five or six of them in the wine club, Ron Siegel Radio Wine Club. You can see that on our website. And you can actually join and get those. Robert will send those bottles right to you. But the better part of that is you put a lot of these notes, when you determine the bottles that are going to be part of the wine club, you put out notes saying these characteristics.
Yeah, we outline the characteristics. And additionally, we also put in recipes, too, that match with the wine. So then you don't have to guess what the wine actually pairs with at that point.
That makes it pretty nice and easy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's one of the things, that's what we're all about, making wine easy. You know, because wine can be hard if you let it be. But it can be very easy if you embrace, you know, just kind of the simple concepts.
Well, if you're a simple person like I am, and you started out as ignorant about wine as I did, Robert's been a great educator for me because he let me start off with just my knowledge of I like it or I don't. And that's kind of a great thing because now with the wine club, I can just open up the bottle and I've got something new every month to taste and see whether I like it, call and get some more of it. I'm actually even looking now, Robert, you'll kind of chuckle. I'm actually looking at putting a wine cabinet in my house just because I'm getting ready for this. And I love the idea of some of these different wines.
Well, you know, it's very important to store them right. It's very important to present them at the right temperature. So it's a great first step to being a closet wine aficionado, we'll say.
A closet wine aficionado. And you can join that Ron Siegel Radio Wine Club. Just go to the – well, we'll put a link on the Facebook page. We'll also make sure that it's already on the RonSiegelRadio.com website. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to get a real estate update. We're going to talk about buying now or waiting till the fall. All of that and more. Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Connect with us on Facebook at RonSiegelRadio.com or on Twitter at Ron Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Ron Siegel has been helping Southern Californians navigate the complexities of real estate finance issues for a long time and has experienced all the cycles, including the downturns in the late 80s, early 90s, 2000s, and the recent mortgage meltdowns. During that time, one thing has always remained true. Family finances deserve the aid of a professional, not a call center phone operator. The bottom line is you can't afford to put your family's finances in the hands of some call center phone operator. You deserve professional advice. Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 3.5% interest? This means with $10,500 down, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal interest payment of less than $1,250 a month. What are you paying in rent? To learn more about these exciting opportunities and many other financing products, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037 and 6606.
Are you using retirement money to pay bills? If you are, you're burning your future. You can eliminate debt and save your retirement through bankruptcy. John Greifendorf, founder of Greifendorf Law Offices, can help you. Call today, 1-800-714-823-2010. That's 1-714-823-2010. Or find us on the web at BankoLaw. That's BankoLaw.com. We are a debt relief agency helping people file under bankruptcy code.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO-certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free, and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Ronnie can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO-certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free, and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Ronnie can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron. Finance Radio. Every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. And in the real-time real estate segment being brought to you this morning by CreditSanitizer.com. You and I both know your credit report is wrong. What are you doing about it? CreditSanitizer.com will help you clean it. Hey, how about this one? We're going to talk to Sherry Detman about this in just a minute. Buying beats renting in 64% of the metros after 3 years. What does that mean? Well, Zillow did their studies, and the costs associated with buying and renting, such as upfront payments, closing costs, insurance, utilities, and maintenance. And then the online marketplace looked at historic and anticipated home value appreciation, rental prices, rental appreciation rates to determine how many years would need to pass before buying became less expensive than renting. Think about that one. Should you be buying a house? I know that a lot of buying comes, or the ideas about buying and renting. Do you know what the some of the biggest numbers involved or the biggest thoughts involved in buying are? It's not the dollars and cents of it, even though it's cheaper now. The affordability is better now than it's been in years. Most people are more concerned with security. Where's your family going to live? What schools are your kids going to go to? Is it safe for your children to go outside and play? You know, back in the 70s when I was growing up, I probably shouldn't say that. The idea was, you know, my mom would say, go out and play. When the streetlights come on, it's time to come home. We don't do that as much anymore, but we want to know where we can do it, where we can't do it, because that's what security of your family is all about. That's what home ownership is all about. Do you want to know that your rent part of your budget, your housing expense, is going to stay the same or maybe even drop in the future? Or would you like to know that it's going to go up in the future and you have absolutely nothing to do with it? You're getting a mortgage. You're paying a mortgage. The question is, are you paying your mortgage or somebody else's? That's the real-time real estate segment for this morning. Whose do you want to pay? So let's chat about real estate. Let's chat about timing of real estate. Welcome again, Sherry Detman.
Thanks, Ron. Nice to be here.
Glad you're here. So should we buy now or wait till the fall? What's your thoughts there?
Well, for a buyer, it's an interesting question. And I think that you have to find the right house, first of all. There's less inventory now, but there's still a lot of competition. So you just have to the old thought was that there's less property, there's going to be better deals in the summertime. But that has kind of gone away because now if people have to sell, the house is on the market. They don't just take it off in the summer and put more homes on in the fall. So
So it's all about the timing issue.
It's timing. It's timing.
Right. So you're thinking about, you know, right now with less inventory, and I like to define inventory. Not everybody understands. Inventory in real estate means how many listings are there? How many properties are available for people to purchase? That's the key component right there. So you're seeing here in the valley areas that there's less properties available for us to choose from?
Yeah, there's just a little over 5,000 properties on the market this year compared to the same time period last year. There was over 7,000.
Wow, that's a pretty significant drop.
Yeah.
So what that's saying then is that if we're selling, now is a good time to sell.
Yes.
If we're buying, we need to understand what the marketplace is.
Correct.
Right? So we need a great agent that's going to give us the guidance. I mean, they don't put that information on Zillow or on the internet for us.
No, you need someone that, we show and we sell so many properties that we're in and out of every single development in the valley. So we know what's out there. And that's key because a lot of these people are coming from other areas. Some of them have never even been here before. So people are looking for a lifestyle more than they are just an investment.
That's a great. So if you're thinking about buying a piece of property, a second home, maybe relocating to the Palm Springs, Coachella Valley area, some good information to know. There's not a lot of choices. I mean, 5,000 sounds like a lot, but
that's the entire valley.
Right. But that's, you know, down almost a third. So that's up from where it was same time last year. So now's the time. Now, the other thing we know is that we're seeing that the Fed is talking about maintaining the interest rate levels, but not everybody's sold on it. And I'm noticing that the 10-year bond is gone up. It was around a 170 a yield. Now it's around almost 2. So that means your interest rates are going up. If you wait until the fall, you're going to pay more. And when you look at anything that's big ticket that you buy, a house, a car, you're paying more in interest then you're going to pay for the property over the life of your investment or your loan. Car, I wouldn't call it an investment, but, you know, over the life of the loan.
That's right.
Right? So, you know, even though the prices may be cheaper later, if interest rates are higher, you're going to offset any savings. And now is really the time, even from a buyer, to be buying.
Yeah, that's right, because prices are increasing. And from a seller standpoint, you know, you look at it, well, do I sell now for X amount or do I wait 6 months, hope that I get a good offer then, and is the price increase that is likely to happen over those 6 months going to outweigh what I could get if I accepted an offer now? By the time you enter in your property taxes and HOA dues and everything else, it might be a wash.
And the key thing is, and this is what, like every great real estate agent that I speak to, they spend as much time consulting with you as they do with showing you properties because their time is valuable just as yours is. Why would you want to go out and just, if you want a tour guide, you don't need a great real estate agent to be a tour guide. You need a great real estate agent to give you some guidance on which way you want to go on buying and when the time is right. Right?
I mean, right. And that's what we do. We sit down with people and we spend a significant amount of time finding out exactly what it is that they're looking for because everybody finds value in a different way. And someone might think that, you know, having all the bells and whistles and amenities, they're going to use it a lot. That's where they find their value. Someone else that has no value to them at all. So we are really very efficient at figuring out what people want and then showing them the places that actually make sense for them. They don't need to see every home for sale in the valley in order to rule them out. We can rule them out for them. So it makes better use of their time.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking about selling, I would suggest, Sherry, maybe I'm missing something here. If someone's thinking about selling, if they're cashing out, that's going to be one conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're thinking of selling and buying something, you know, bigger, smaller, right size, downsize, whatever, they're basically the timing doesn't matter, because if you buy today at today's values, if you sell today at today's values, you're buying at today's values.
Right.
And
you
later
make it
the
up.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So there's
yeah.
no benefit in waiting.
No. No. Right? And there's just...
There's more risk in waiting.
That's correct. Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know where you are now. You don't know down the road.
I always like the idea of taking risk. I mean, I'm not a big believer in surprises when it comes to real estate and business. Surprises are great for birthdays and things like that, but not when it comes to business.
No, I agree. I look at things very conservatively on behalf of my clients. And, you know, I want them to have a great place and enjoy it now and love the home. But I also look at it, you know, down the road. What's going to be their return on investment? You know, is it going to be a good value for them later when they decide to sell 5 years from now?
Sure, because at that point, I mean, call a spade a spade. Every great real estate agent is looking for two things. They're looking for the making sure, obviously, that their clients are served, right? That's
correct.
Not easy.
Yeah.
But you also want them to get a great experience, so they're going to refer people and remember
right.
you down the road.
That's right. So when it comes time for them to sell, you want to have sold them a good product so that you can, in turn, go ahead and sell it for them again.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
Robert, you've got the same thing at the wine bar, right? I mean, you're not going to ever give somebody a bottle that you don't think is right for them.
Absolutely not. You know, it's just that's what your reputation is built on.
That's right.
Right. Everybody's doing the same thing. They're looking to build value for – and you know something? I shouldn't say everybody, because I know there are people that are out there that aren't looking for those same things. And you can count – rest assured, if I ever knew somebody that was in that boat, they wouldn't be sitting in the studio with us chatting with you. It's just the way it is. That's why I often say that the real estate agents and the professionals that come on this program with us, I want people that are successful. And the reason I want people that are successful, it's not because it makes us look good here. It's because it's for your benefit. If the timing isn't, if you're dealing with a real estate agent, we're just using real estate because Sherry's in the studio with us this morning, but it's in any profession. If you're dealing with somebody who is doing maybe at one transaction a quarter, is it in their best interest or your best interest, the information they're giving? They've got to feed their family, right? So they may maybe hedge a little bit with what their information they're sharing with you, because they need a paycheck this month. They've got to pay their feed their family this month. When you've got somebody that's doing the amount of business that Sherry's doing, if it's in your best interest to wait till next month or the fall, she's going to tell you that.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Because, you know, that's our motto. We're honest with people and we're looking out for their best interest. And we're not the agent that is only waiting for, you know, that one client. We have lots of clients. So we're in a nice position that way.
I've shared for years, I want every bit of business. I don't need it.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
That allows us to help people the right way with
that's
the right,
right
heart.
Yep.
You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about listing versus selling. What the heck does that mean? Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Granaro, General Manager, Connell Nissan Costa Mesa, with an important offer. We have just received our first 2014 GTR. We have one of the largest allocations in the United States for GTR, and will offer you the absolute best price and best selection. Please go to ConnellNissan.com today. Connell Nissan has been the number one GTR dealer in the USA for over 3 years. Connell Nissan is conveniently located 1 mile south of the 405 on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
This is Leland Smith, owner of Service Champions Heating and Air Conditioning, with a story about a man and a hyperactive dog. Our tech Luke was training a new Service Champions employee one day. When they entered the customer's home, they discovered two rather unusual things. First, a living room carpet with a groove worn in it like a racetrack. And second, a Jack Russell Terrier that was running around the track like a maniac. The customer was quick to explain she had been laid up in a cast and that poor dog hadn't got a proper walk for over 2 months. Well, Luke knew exactly what he needed to do. He took that Jack Russell out for a nice long walk. About 45 minutes later, they returned, and let me tell you, that was one happy puppy. So if you want a company that goes the extra mile, or even two, call Service Champions for our $77 AC service. Just dial all sevens in either the 714-949 or 562 area code. Service Champions, heating, AC, and good deeds for free.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Rondi can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. You know, I'm going to forego our Word on Wealth segment today to just share a little bit with you while we've been chatting about Memorial Day coming up. Remembering our fellow citizens, you know that I'm not a big government guy. I am more about bypassing the government in a legal way and going right to the source of helping people. Right now, the news is covered with the tragedy of what's happened to our fellow citizens in Oklahoma. Just keep that in your mind. I was listening to a news story this week that the force of that hurricane was five times the force of the atomic bombs in Hiroshima. Think about that. Gives you chills when you think about that school in Oklahoma and those little children. If you're a parent, I'm sure when you heard that, like me, you get goosebumps, and sometimes you hug your kids just a little bit tighter on days like that. Remember those folks, and I'm going to share with you two pieces of information right here. One of them could get me in trouble, but I'll say it anyway. Text the word Red Cross to 90999, and that will put a $10 charge on your cell phone bill to benefit the families in Oklahoma. Now the part that may get me in a little bit of trouble. If you happen to be at the gym, at your office, at your workplace, and see a colleague who understands you, if you see their cell phone just laying around unattended, grab their cell phone and text the word Red Cross to 90999 and let them pay the $10 as well. That's our Word on Wealth segment, helping our fellow citizens. Let's get back to our discussion about real estate in Palm Springs, Coachella Valley. And, you know, some of these topics that we chat about, even though I'm chatting this morning with Sherry Detman here in the studio, the topics are universal. They're going to apply to every area that you're in. So if you're in Carlsbad thinking about selling your house to move to the desert, great, it works. Maybe you want to buy a bigger house. Maybe you want to move to Newport Beach or wherever your plans take you. Maybe you're listening to us on one of our station's websites and you want to move to the valley, Coachella Valley, from wherever that might be. When you're going to sell your house, I would suggest that almost any real estate agent that's passed their license can list your house. There is a big difference in listing your house and selling your house. There's a difference. I mean, we shared a couple of weeks ago, we had an agent in our studio, and we were talking about a Corona Del Mar property that was had been listed for 6 months with an agent at $3.25 million, never sold. Big, big name. If I mentioned the name of the agency, the firm, you would know it. One of the biggest. Didn't sell, $3.25 million. They put it with somebody that knew what they were doing, and they got a cash offer for $3.25 million within a week. So we're going to ask Sherry, what's the difference between listing a house and selling a house?
Well, Ron, you know, we call it the three P's. And most agents, if they're just listing agents, they put a sign out, they put it in the MLS, and they pray. They pray for another agent to bring the buyer. And how we're a little bit different, and what anyone who's looking to sell their house should be looking at when it comes to finding an agent to list and sell their home, is they need a good online presence, because 90% of buyers look online to find the home that they're going to buy. So you need to have that first of all. And then with how we do things here, and it's what you should be looking for if you're looking to sell your house, is for agents who also, they just don't list it, they can sell it. For instance, with us, we sold 64 homes last year, and we actually brought buyers to 54 of those homes. And that's not typical. Most agents out here, and I'm in the top five, the other agents will list more homes than that perhaps, but they bring buyers to perhaps five. So that's a huge
yours was
difference.
50.
We brought 54 buyers to 64 homes because we have a lot of buyers.
So that's about 85%. You know, and that's an interesting concept, because I hear that a lot, you know, from consumers. They'll say, and you probably hear it even more than I do, but when I have consumers calling me, they'll say, well, you know, why should I list with, you know, Mary Smith? You know, my house was listed for the last 6 months, and Mary Smith had the opportunity of selling it then. Well, the bottom line is you've got a responsibility first when you list a home to sell that home.
Correct.
So if you've got somebody that's coming in as a buyer, you're obviously going to show the homes that you've got listed first. Maybe your office second. Am I on the right track here?
Yes, that's correct. You know,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's your responsibility, because if I'm selling my house, I want you to commit that you're going to be bringing people to my house first if it's the right
property.
You
want an aggressive agent who is going to put in the time, the effort, and the money in order to market your home. It's all about marketing and the most eyeballs that you can get on that home.
You know something, and that's an interesting concept, because a lot of people don't think about it, is when you sign that listing agreement with an agent, what are your expectations of the agent? Have you thought about that? It's not the agent's, you know, it's not like an agent just goes out there, puts a sign up, and that's the end of the day. There's a lot of behind the scenes expenses, hard dollars that are coming out of an agent's pockets.
And it is something that as a seller you should really be thinking about, because, you know, everybody and their brother has 10 different agents that they know, or, you know, or friends, family, whatever. But it's a huge, huge responsibility. And, you know, it's kind of the analogy, you don't go to your friend down the street to have brain surgery if he's not a brain doctor. You know,
right.
you want to keep your friends and family, but you want a professional who's going to, that's what they do, you know.
Right. And that's a key thing right there. You brought that up, Sherry, and I chat about it all the time, is, you know, when you're dealing in real estate, You're talking about big dollars. It's not like going and buying a candy bar.
No, it's likely the biggest money that you deal with in your lifetime.
Right. Your biggest asset.
Yeah, your biggest asset.
Your biggest liability if you have a mortgage, and you should have a mortgage. We've talked about how risky it is not to have a mortgage. So why wouldn't you want the best? I mean, I don't know about you. And I'm going to ask this to both Sherry and to Robert. Have you ever had anybody that said that my doctor is like a mediocre doctor? Right?
No.
If you have knee surgery, I just found this most mediocre doctor in the world, and he's the one that did my knee surgery.
Yeah, or your accountant. He's so-so.
Yeah. He gets audited every year. That's what I want to go to.
Yeah, or your attorney.
Right?
I mean, it's the same difference. You know, you should have a professional realtor.
Right. I mean, so, and I would suggest more often than I've shared this with you many, many times, you don't have the resources that are available to find out who the best agents are, who the most efficient agents are. And when I say best, I'm talking about those who can cite numbers like Sherry just gave you, and I'm going to go out on a limb because, you know, I've told you that I've served in the mortgage industry for many years. There were a lot of bad, bad loan officers out there, and I'm glad that most of them have been washed out of the industry. I come across some real estate agents that also exaggerate or expand upon their numbers. There are services that will allow consumer advocates and people in the industry to go out and see exactly what the numbers, the volume is. We can go and see. When somebody says they've sold, if somebody tells me they've sold 100 homes, I'm going to be cognizant of looking at that because that's a huge, huge number.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. And that is a question you should be asking. How many homes have you sold?
How many homes have you sold? How many homes have you listed? What's your ratio of sales price to list price? How many days on the market? Sometimes there's mitigating circumstances to the days on the market ratios, right?
Right, right.
If it's a short sale, it might be on the market a long time. But if it's an equity sale, it shouldn't be on the market that long because what that's telling me, if an equity sale is on the market a long time, it's telling me one of two things. Either, and a lot of it has to go back to the same thing. It's telling me that the property wasn't priced properly.
That's right.
And if it wasn't priced properly, why did the agent take the listing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want a bunch of listings. You want a bunch of sold transactions.
Exactly. Well, a lot of agents do that. It's called buying the listing. They tell the seller what they want to hear in order to get the listing. But we don't do that. We don't need to do that. We're busy.
Right.
We want to do what's best for you, the seller.
Right. And when you're ready to sell, that's when they want to talk, not when they're ready to list.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Great information. I hope you're enjoying the information we're sharing with you every day. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Also, if you're listening to us out in the desert starting June 3rd, come back every day from 9 to 10 a.m. on Money Radio 1200. Thanks to all our sponsors. A very big thank you to John and Brian who are making me sound good. Special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Got a bunch of great information coming up for you later in the week as well. Home staging, consumer advocates, real estate attorneys, all on Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Money Talk with Darren Velardo's on deck. Don't go away.